La iglesia tiene un mensaje universal de salvación en Cristo, pero tiene una manera particular de entregar ese mensaje a grupos específicos de personas. Por ejemplo, Nuestra Señora de Guadalupe se aparece como una princesa azteca para convertir al pueblo mexicano. Esa es una manera específica de aparecer un grupo específico que ellos entenderán. No tendría sentido que ella se apareciera de la misma manera en los países de Alemania o Francia. Ella tiene un mensaje universal, aunque es una revelación privada, pero se entrega de una manera particular a un grupo particular de personas. Algo similar se puede decir de los tres reyes cuando ven la estrella. Estos hombres estudiaron las estrellas para buscar señales y el Señor usó para comunicarles el mensaje de salvación. So the church has a universal message of salvation in Christ, but it has a very particular way to deliver that message to specific groups of people. So for example, Our Lady of Guadalupe appears as an Aztec princess to convert the Mexican people. And that specific way of appearing is appearing to that specific group to help them understand the message. It wouldn't make sense for her to appear the same way in Germany or France or other countries. But she still has a universal message, although it's a private revelation, but it's still delivered in a particular way to a particular group of people. And so there's something similar can be said for the three kings, the Magi, after they see the star. These men, they studied the stars to be able to look for signs. They were astronomers, kind of astrologers, if you will. And they used that sign, that star was used to communicate that message of salvation to them. Dios a menudo se comunica con nosotros en formas específicas para traer su mensaje universal. Por ejemplo, en la Santa Misa, Él puede inspirarnos otra vez de las palabras pronunciadas, otra vez de las lecturas, o algo que el sacerdote dice en su homilía. Incluso cuando recibimos la Sagrada Eucaristía, recibimos al mismo Jesús que todos los demás, pero hay una gracia específica destinada para nosotros. Es la misma Biblia, la misma palabra, la misma Santa Misa, el mismo Espíritu Santo y la misma Iglesia. Pero el Señor está usando esos medios universales para comunicarnos un mensaje específico a nosotros personalmente. Esa es la belleza de nuestra fe, ¿verdad? Es universal y particular también. So God often communicates to us in a very specific way to be able to bring us a universal message of salvation. So for example, in the Holy Mass, he can inspire us through the words that are read in sacred scripture, through the readings, and also through the priest giving the homily. Everyone's hearing the same message, but everyone might receive a very specific thing in their hearts from that message. Even if we receive the Holy Eucharist, we're all receiving the same Jesus, the same body of Christ, but there might be a specific grace that is intended for that person once you receive the Holy Eucharist. It's the same Word of God, it's the same Holy Mass, it's the same Holy Spirit, it's the same church, but the Lord uses those universal means to communicate a specific message to us personally, which is a very beautiful thing about our faith. It's both universal, speaks to everybody, but also is particular to everybody. El Señor usó una estrella. No estamos seguros si era una estrella natural o algo sobrenatural. Sin embargo, una estrella es algo universal, pero tenía un significado particular para los tres magos. Viajaban desde Oriente, es decir, las naciones gentiles que no eran judías. Estudiaron y buscaron señales a las estrellas y el Señor usó eso para guiarlos a Jesucristo. Los estaba guiando hacia la conversión, alejándolos de su antigua forma de vida hacia una vida con Dios. Al final, después de encontrarse con el niño Jesús, regresaron por otro camino, sin ceder a los planes malvados que tenía el rey Herodes. So the Lord used a star. We don't know whether it was a natural occurrence or a supernatural occurrence that they saw. History's not quite sure on that. But nevertheless, it was a star. It was something that was universal, but it had a particular meaning to the three magi who were traveling from the Orient, from the East, which means that they were part of the Gentile nations that were not Jewish, not part of the Old Covenant. But they studied and they looked for signs in the stars, and the Lord used those signs, used that star, to lead them to Jesus. What he was doing was he was leading them toward conversion. He was leading them away from their old ways of life into the life with God. And at the end, after they encounter the Lord, after they go and they adore him, then they return another way. They don't give in to the evil plans of Herod. They follow the life of Christ. El Señor nos hablará otra vez de las cosas de este mundo y nos guiará a Jesucristo. Entonces, después de encontrarnos con Él, somos invitados a convertirnos y tomar otro camino, alejándonos de nuestra antigua vida de pecado hacia la nueva vida con Cristo. Entonces, hay dos preguntas para reflexionar. ¿Cuál es la estrella que el Señor quiere que sigas? ¿Cuál es la forma específica en que el Señor te está hablando? Hay una advertencia. El hecho que te crees que escuchas al Señor hablando otra vez de algo no significa que sea el Señor. Es necesario examinarlo. Es muy importante. Tampoco debería contradecir la enseñanza de la iglesia. Por lo general, es solo una palabra o una frase con la que estamos llamados a sentarnos y a reflexionar, no una acción específica. So the Lord will often speak through the good things of this world that we can see to lead us to Jesus Christ. Then after we encounter him in those things, we are invited to go another way, to turn away from an old life of sin to a new life of Christ. And so a couple of questions for us to just think about might be, what is the star that the Lord wants you to follow? How is he leading you? What are some specific ways that the Lord might be speaking to you in only a way that you might know? A word of caution that I have about this, though, is just because we may think we hear the Lord, but that doesn't mean that it is the Lord speaking. It has to be examined. We have to look at its fruits. It can't contradict church teaching. But a lot of times it's just a word or a phrase that we might be called to sit with, to ponder, just as Mary did in her heart, and to take that in. That can be a star for us, not something we have to take action on necessarily, but a star to point us towards Christ. Seguir la estrella también significa una conversión constante. Conversión constante. Hay muchas cosas de las que el Señor está tratando de alejarnos y convertirnos a Él. Por ejemplo, pecados, malos hábitos, para vivir una vida más devota. Requiere sigamos la estrella, nos encontremos con el Señor y luego sigamos otro camino. Si seguimos la estrella y vamos hacia Jesús, Él nos conducirá a una vida la santidad. So following the star also means having constant conversion. There's lots of things that the Lord can do to lead us toward him and lead us away from different things like sins or bad habits, or he might be leading us toward a more devout life of prayer. It requires, though, that we follow the star. It requires that we encounter the Lord. And then once we do, we go another way. If we follow the star, if we go toward Jesus, then he will lead us toward a life of holiness. The Lord uses the epiphany, we have to remember, to gather in all of the nations, to bring everyone to himself, to gather everyone into the church. And so may the Lord use this epiphany to gather us, to bring us closer to him this day. El Señor usa esta epifanía para reunir a todas las naciones a su alrededor. Que nos reúna a nosotros a su alrededor en este día.